Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Democrat Tim Ryan doubles down on his call to kill and confront MAGA Republicans, specifically targeting J.D. Vance, in violent rhetoric in that big race that is happening in Ohio. This could be for control of the United States Senate. Democrat Tim Ryan decided to double down and go all in on this new rhetoric. He decided to talk about his comments from earlier in the year calling to, quote, kill and confront MAGA, while this time specifically targeting J.D. Vance and his rhetoric during the debate that happened last night. In the debate, folks, this is how psychotic the left has become. You're sitting there, it's televised debate, it's a big deal, it's a big debate, and this is the rhetoric you get coming from this debate in Ohio for the Senate. Now, this seat, if it goes to Democrats, could mean that the Democrats keep control of the Senate. If it goes to Republicans, it's very likely the Republicans would take control of the Senate. That's how big this Ohio Senate race is. It's become massive with campaign donations. It's going to be one of the most expensive campaigns we've ever seen. Take a listen.
His rhetoric on how he views people who didn't vote for him is totally beyond the pale and totally unacceptable. And by the way, Tim Ryan, who runs all these TV commercials saying that he wants to appeal to Trump voters, wants to appeal to Republicans, also says that he wants to kill and confront. What is it, the MAGA movement, Tim? That's not exactly the rhetoric of a unifier. What I do think is that the end result of Joe Biden's policies and the end result of his rhetoric is that, one, we hate each other a lot more than we did 2 years ago. That's a significant failure of leadership. And yes, the fentanyl crisis is way worse than it was 2 years ago. Why is it way worse? Because Tim Ryan and Joe Biden have conspired together to reject every border wall funding proposal, to reject every proposal to cut off the amnesty, to reject every proposal that would actually secure our border and stop the flow of these illegal drugs.
Thanks, Mr. Vance. Congressman Ryan, we want to get to you here. It was alluded to, but on MSNBC, you said Americans need to, quote, kill and confront the extremist movement within the GOP. In the past, you've condemned Donald Trump's rhetoric as having the possibility to incite violence. Is that similar language that you once condemned?
By the way, listen carefully. These are local news anchors, right, in Ohio doing this debate. The local news anchor takes the opportunity from J.D. Vance, the Republican who you just heard there, talking about the rhetoric of this Democrat. It's the same Democrat they're now asking a question that had condemned over and over again, happily had no problem, right, condemning. Had no issue at all condemning Donald Trump and attacking Donald Trump and his rhetoric, and then listen to the Democratic candidate and what he says about explaining, how do you explain away a kill and confront comment of MAGA conservatives? Ready?
Movement. Kill and confront the extremist movement, of which J.D. Vance, unfortunately, is a part of. Right? Who says that the president of the United States is intentionally trying to kill people with fentanyl? Who says that the election was stolen? J.D. Vance does. Who runs around with Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, who wants to ban books? You're running around with Lindsey Graham, who wants a national abortion ban. You're running around with Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's the absolute looniest politician in America. This is a dangerous group, and we do need to confront it. And that's why I'm running to represent the exhausted majority, Democrats, Republicans, and independents.
Candidates.
Against the extremists.
There it is. Against the extremists, right? Just keep calling them extremists no matter what, and that'll be just fine. Doubling down on these comments, saying, yeah, he's an extremist. I am calling to kill and confront the extremist movement, of which J.D. Vance, quote, unfortunately, is a part of. Ryan, trying to frame Vance for his past comments, added, who says that the president of the United States of America is intentionally trying to kill people with fentanyl? Who says that the election was stolen? All right, let's talk about fentanyl, for example. You have a president of the United States of America who knows that we have an open border. He created it. He refuses to protect and defend our country and our border. That's a fact. He knows that the amount of fentanyl coming across the border is killing an incredible amount. Okay? An incredible amount of American citizens. They know from all the data from hospitals, and they know from the police, and they know from the amount of Narcan that they're having to buy, that the number one killer of men under the age of 40 this year will be fentanyl in America. They know all that. Is it intentional if you don't try to stop it? Because it's clear that the president is not trying to stop the fentanyl coming across the border. That we know, right? We know that. Like, it's very, very, very clear. The fentanyl, it's very clear. It's obvious. They're not trying to quit it. They're not trying to stop it. They're not trying to push back on it. Imagine if a Republican said all of this. They're concerned that J.D. Vance is going to win that one down there, or that one in Ohio. It's a very important race. It could definitely change the makeup of the Senate. And now Democrats just don't know what to do. They're very confused on what should happen now, how this should happen, and everything that goes along. You know, how do we fight back? How do we beat? How do we do all of these things, right? Like, what do we do now to make this happen? The media, by the way, not stopping this. They're acting like this is completely normal. They're acting like there's nothing wrong. They're acting like everything is totally fine. That this is normal. While they also yell that Republicans are the ones that are radicals. Now, I have to go back to the montage that Diaz put together on this that I think is so important. And it was with when the Democrats are claiming, right, they are claiming that the Republicans are the violent ones. It's in fact the Democrats that have been calling for violence and rising up this entire election season. I'm going to play for you Democrats, including Hillary Clinton, when she compares the Trump rally to a Adolf Hitler rally. And you're going to hear the Democrats, some of them screaming, oh, the Republicans are the violent ones, and then literally them demanding violence from the left.
This means war. That is where we are. We are at war with these people. These folks are evil.
There is an ultra-right MAGA contention in this country that wants to overthrow the U.S. government.
It is a danger to our democracy. It is a danger to our way of life.
The MAGA movement is a threat.
The extremists that we're dealing with every single day, we've got to kill and confront that movement.
Clearly, you know, this is a literally call to arms.
Obviously, Republicans, I think, are the biggest threat to democracy. We don't separate right-wing extremists and Republican Party anymore.
I see this as a party, a MAGA party, that no longer is confident that they can win elections with votes. And so now they're seeking to enact their political will through violence.
This is literally what conservative white folks do when they don't get their way. They turn violent.
Today's GOP is no longer a political movement. It is a fascist movement.
And this is why it could be more dangerous than 1860 or the 1930s.
Clearly, you know, this is a literally call to arms.
Maybe now it is all about the violence. It all is about an insurrection. It all is. In his mind about a civil war.
It feels like we are not just at the brink of a civil war, but that one has already begun.
The fact that the base is getting smaller, it makes it more dangerous in a lot of ways, because those are the people who are willing to do things like take up arms and press the questions and tactics that lead to civil war.
This is someone who held that office, who is basically saying to Americans, there should be civil war.
Look at what he's doing last night, as you know, that, you know, more or less salutes that are either QAnon or almost look like Nazism.
You saw the rally in Ohio the other night. Trump is there ranting and raving for more than an hour, and you have these rows of young men with their arms raised.
These crazed, deranged folks who want to impart evil in every facet of our society.
Clearly, you know, this is a literally call to arms.
Literally a call to arms. There's your Democrats for you. Yes, they're bringing us together, right? This is how they do that. They bring us together in this way. Now, there's also a reason why they're doing this. This is all they have to offer before the midterms. This is it. That's the only thing. Arizona House Speaker Rusty Bowers told Anderson Cooper last night that the GOP Secretary of State nominee is, quote, a dangerous man. Representative Liz Cheney says electing an Arizona GOP nominee for governor and secretary of state could put the Republic, quote, at risk. This is the rhetoric that they're using days before the election, hoping that it will work.
You're a lifelong conservative, a Republican. You never.
By the way, the guy, I love when Anderson Cooper says you're a lifelong conservative, a Republican, you know that it's a rhino. If you don't know what rhino means, it's Republican in name only. Like, you know that it's crap, right? Like, as soon as he says that, if you get that, okay, from him, you run, right? If you're a lifelong hardcore conservative, as Anderson Cooper at CNN just implied to his guests, you know it's not a real hardcore conservative. It's the opposite of that. And that's what that's the intro here. He's lying to you.
Conservative, Republican, you never expect. I've heard seen quotes you've said you never expected a threat to the Constitution like this from the Republicans.
Yeah, from Republicans.
I love this, right? Like they're actually saying, right? They're literally telling you that the Republican Party, if they gain power in the midterms, is now a, quote, threat to our democracy. This is how you frame people, like they are somehow a terrorist organization. This is a really tough one, right? This is a, clear strategy from the Democrats to imply that everyone is a domestic terrorist, that everybody that could get elected is a threat to our democracy, to our republic. And then he says, Liz Cheney.
Cheney, a lifelong conservative like yourself, has said that election deniers like Carrie Lake in Arizona, the GOP Secretary of State nominee Mark Fincham, could put the Republic at risk. She says that if she lived in Arizona now, she'd vote Democrat for Democrats for Arizona governor and for Secretary of State. Do you agree with that idea?
I wouldn't blame anybody for doing it. I don't plan to support anybody who doesn't pass my litmus test of honesty. And that honesty is, was it stolen or not? And if you can still believe after all we've been through and all the rounds of audits and reviews of the processes that, yes, it was stolen, then you fail my litmus test. I would never vote for Mark Fincham. I'm not out looking for a fight with Mark Fincham, but I know Mark Fincham. And I think, in my opinion, he's a very dangerous man.
I mean, it is just stunning.
Put him at the helm of the elections.
It is just stunning. I mean, politics aside, that a reasonable person looking at the election of 2020 and all the recounts and all the audits, legit and, you know, and even the ridiculous audits, all have shown the same thing. There was no widespread fraud. I mean, there are paper ballots backing up all of these votes. It's remarkable that this has taken hold. It's insane.
Mr. Cooper, one of the things about the Constitution that's critical, it is a paper. It's a paper ballot, too, in a way. But the thing that makes it work is that I can look at someone who opposes my point of view and say, the consensus that we can reach as Americans is what keeps our country together. If we have the capability to coming to a consensus on an issue, pick an issue, some we won't, but that respect for other people is what really makes a constitution work. And this illustrates that for some, this isn't about consensus or building unity in a country. It's about destroying and sanitizing a party. Both sides in this last election throughout the more moderate elements. And it's going to be a real show. It'll be interesting.
It'll be interesting. You're a lifelong Republican. We're going to double down on this rhetoric. We're going to tell you that things are terrible and a threat to democracy and the piece of paper, right? These are the same people that trample the Constitution, who completely go around the Constitution, who are now saying this. They go completely around it. White House, by the way, we're now finding out, is spending a lot of money quietly on staff to deflect the Hunter Biden probe. So this is the other thing. You make headlines like they're doing right now so that you don't have to answer questions. How much money is the White House spending on staff to deflect Hunter Biden probe? And this is staff that your tax dollars are paying for. The new total is $265,000.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. and two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
the
podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Brookings Institute has now come out this morning on MSNBC with the former White House press secretary saying that we have to figure out a find a way to live with the 74 million Trump voters who are a threat to everything. Listen.
Right. As we look to 2024, because my former boss also talked about how one Trump term is one thing, two Trump terms is another thing.
Totally different thing. Yeah.
What lessons should Americans take from what has happened around the world if there are extended years of a government in place who's fighting against democracy and fighting against fundamental rights of people? What could happen with more years?
Yeah, well, so you're right that it's a universal thing. And we can talk about Europe has its own cases where in Italy we might have the first far right prime minister since Mussolini. And that person will have come to power through elections. Or the Sweden Democrats, a party with neo-Nazi origins. So it's not just America. It's happening all over the place because we're not debating economic issues anymore. We're debating cultural issues, identity issues, issues around religion. So I think we have to accept that people who we completely disagree with are sometimes going to win. So there's what, 74 million Trump supporters, voters. We can't just wish them away. They're not going to disappear. So then we have to find a way to live with them, even if we think they're bad people, even if we think they're a threat to everything we hold dear. Because what's the other option that's in front of us? And that's a challenge because a lot of people will say, well, they're deplorable and we can't find a way to live with them.
Michael.
Isn't it a little bit ironic, though, that you reference Italy, for example? And
we have to find a way to live with 74 million Trump voters that are a threat to everything we hold dear. They're not going to disappear. You're right. They're not. Right. They're not going to disappear. Couldn't agree with you more. But this is how you turn half the country into a domestic terrorist organization. This is why they keep saying you can't vote for anybody that's a conservative, because if there's any Trump supporters around them, then they're the people that are trying to burn down this country, right? They're the insurrectionists. They're a threat to society, right? These are the things that they will say. I mean, this is how they say it. They believe it, too. Like, they truly, truly, truly believe it. This is how they keep selling the big lie. And this is the big lie. Now, as the Democrats keep saying that we are the threat, I played for you earlier, Nancy Pelosi, threatening to punch out the president, saying she feels good about going to jail. Let me also remind you who the real insurrectionists are in this country. As the Democrats claim Republicans are those that are violent, they're the ones always calling for violence, including now Nancy Pelosi saying she's going to assault the president of the United States of America. Listen.
This means war. That is where we are. We are at war with these people. These folks are evil.
There is an ultra-right MAGA contingent in this country that wants to overthrow the U.S. government.
It is a danger to our democracy. It is a danger to our way of life.
The MAGA movement is a threat.
The extremists that we're dealing with every single day, we've got to kill and confront that movement.
Clearly, you know, this is a literally call to arms.
Obviously, Republicans, I think, are the biggest threat to democracy. We don't separate right-wing extremists and Republican Party anymore.
I see this as a party, a MAGA party, that no longer is confident that they can win elections with votes. And so now they're seeking to enact their political will through violence.
This is literally what conservative white folks do when they don't get their way. They turn violent.
Today's GOP is no longer a political movement. It is a fascist movement.
And this is why it could be more dangerous than 1860 or the 1930s.
Clearly, you know, this is a literally call to arms.
Maybe now it is all about the violence. It all is about an insurrection. It all is. In his mind, about a civil war.
It feels like we are not just at the brink of a civil war, but that one has already begun.
The fact that the base is getting smaller, it makes it more dangerous in a lot of ways, because those are the people who are willing to do things like take up arms and press the questions and tactics that lead to civil war.
This is someone who held that office who is basically saying to Americans, there should be civil war.
Look at what he's doing last night, as you know, that, you know, more or less salutes that are either QAnon or almost look like Nazism.
You saw the rally in Ohio the other night. Trump is there ranting and raving for more than an hour, and you have these rows of young men with their arms raised.
These crazed, deranged folks who want to impart evil in every facet of our society.
Clearly, you know, this is a literally call to arms.
Call to arms. Yes, but the Republicans are the threat. You can obviously tell. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement, because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide in gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Mark Levin, the great one, weighing in on the issues of our nation. He ripped into the Democratic Party ahead of the 2022 midterm elections on Hannity last night. Now, I fill in for Mark. He's a dear friend of mine. And when he gets on a roll, it makes me smile because it's a great wake-up call to what this election is. I want you to listen to how he described it. Now, just so you know, in L.A., they are seeing $8.37 a gallon gas right now. $8.37 for 1 gallon of gas. Listen.
Here now with his take on all of this, and of course, 33 days away from Election Day, we call him the great one, Mark Levin, Life, Liberty, Levin, the number one show, Fox News on weekends, his nationally syndicated radio show, and dear friend of mine, great one. How am I? Thank me. God bless us.
Well, you sound pretty good. I'll give you my take on this Washington Post piece. The question is, why would they put it out now? I think Pam has a very good theory. I have a different theory. And my theory is,
by the way, they're talking about the Hunter Biden article, right? Saying, oh, now we're looking at these charges. I warned you about this yesterday. These are the only two charges that wouldn't connect this to the president of the United States of America. The gun charge would not connect this to the president. And the tax issues would not connect him to the president. That's why now these, you know, the Washington Post and others like, oh, there may be indictments coming soon on Hunter Biden. Right. Because the two things they're looking to indict him on would actually protect and insulate the White House. And that's what Mark Levin is referencing about this new article. Listen,
this is old news. They could have indicted Hunter a long time ago. They're protecting Joe, of course, because they're not getting into any of the Bob Alinsky laptop information, which is ripe for the taking. Joe Biden is a Manchurian putative president. In my view, he's bought and paid for, not just by the communist regime, but others. That said, I'll tell you what I think's going on here. This leak is numerous sources. For some reason, they mentioned Donald Trump twice, who has absolutely nothing to do with this matter. I think what they're trying to do is lay a predicate, lay a foundation, not a legal predicate, but a foundation for the American people, and particularly conservatives that go on, well, why don't they indict him? Why don't they indict Hunter? It's black and white. They've got the goods on him. So then we can have people say, okay, fine. And then we have Merrick Garland say, you see, I believe in equality under the law. So we did XYZ to Hunter Biden, and now we're doing XYZ to Donald Trump. I think this is a complete setup. I think Hunter Biden is small potatoes. I think they're protecting Joe Biden, who obviously is more important. He's the president of the United States, and they have absolutely no interest in him. And by the way, neither do the media. They keep writing books about Donald Trump, like Maggie Haberman and others. Who cares? What about Joe Biden and all of his ties? But I want to talk about this election a little bit, too. And I want the public to understand that the United States isn't guaranteed to exist as the United States in perpetuity. Countries are subject to demise. Athens didn't exist, you know, fell. Rome fell. The British Empire exists no longer. We are a country that is falling. We are a country that is facing demise as the number one superpower on the face of the earth. It's not because we voted for this. It's not because we want it. It's because this is what the Democrat Party wants and is doing. This is a man-made grave assault on our liberty, on our prosperity, and our number one status as a superpower, step by step by step in every respect. Look at education. Used to be first, there were no equals. Now education is failing horribly. The border's wide open. That is an affirmative decision by this administration. Massive government redistribution of wealth from the private sector to the phony masterminds in Washington. That's an obvious decision by the Democrat Party. The destruction of energy independence. This is an obvious decision by the Democrat Party. Soft on crime, big on criminals. Obvious decision by the Democrat Party. Everything that's going on in this country isn't by mistake. It isn't because of Mother Nature. It is because of the Democrats. The Democrats hate this country. They don't believe in this country. They're embracing more and more aggressive aspects of Marxism. They oppose an independent judiciary. They threaten justices. They want to pack the court for the second time in 100 years. They want to get rid of the filibuster because they want to ram through their agenda, even if they only have 50 Democrat senators. You go on and on and on how they want to destroy our voting system. Now they want non-citizens to have the right to vote in various cities. The country's coming apart. The country is coming apart at the seams. Our customs, our traditions are under attack. Our history is under attack. And there's one political party that serves as the political force for all these radical and extreme ideas. And it's the same political party 100 years ago that stood for segregation. It's the same political party 100 years ago that refused to support anti-lynching bills. I'm telling it like it is. It's the same political party 100 years ago that supported eugenics. It's the same political party that demands abortion on demand, that rejects morality and ethics, that is teaching our little kids all kinds of grotesque behavior, that is teaching our little kids how to be racists and victims, that is teaching our little kids to hate the country, to hate capitalism. Not just our little kids, but our older kids in colleges and universities where there is no academic freedom. There is no free speech. We have segregated areas now. We have no Jew areas now. This country is out of control. Now, if you want it to continue to fall, you vote for the Democrats. I don't love all the Republicans. As a matter of fact, I'm not a special pleader for the Republican Party. But this time around, that's all we've got. We have got to fight this movement, this Democrat Party. It's not about some policy changes, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to read to you what Ronald Reagan said. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Ronald Reagan thought Joe Biden was a moron. and he didn't like him. And he didn't like the way he treated people in a very nasty way when he was chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Joe Biden is a figurehead for radicals that have been appointed throughout this administration, Obama types and all the rest. We're losing our country. We have to start clawing it back in November. That's it.
33.
I love, by the way, how Levin just goes on that rant the way that he did there. He should. He's right. I think exactly what he said there, and you go through that history. I also love that he goes back to Ronald Reagan. Like, Ronald Reagan served with Joe Biden and thought he was an idiot then. And that was back in the early 80s, folks. It's just, it's not our fault. Don't act like it's our fault. We've done nothing wrong here. Everything is fine. You should understand that everything is fine. I promise you, we are going to keep covering this story and letting you know the facts. So make sure that when you hear stuff like this, number one, you follow or subscribe to our podcast. You'll get it every day. It's free. Make sure that you tell your family and friends about the work we're doing here. Please write us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this podcast. It helps us reach more people. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.